Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Maxine Lampe, and she is the president of Iowa's AAUW, or American Association of University Women. Good morning to you, Maxine.
Good morning. Thank you for asking me to visit with you today.
Well, we're so happy to have you in Atlantic, and you attended the Atlantic branch meeting last evening, and we're just so happy to have you here. Now, I understand one of your goals is to visit every group in the state, and we got to be the first.
That's exactly right. There are 32 branches in the state of Iowa, actually 31. There's one that's an e-branch, and so all of the meetings are held online. Which has been a very interesting concept, and I'm a member of that as well as the Storm Lake branch. But yes, Atlantic has been my first visit, and I'm looking forward to seeing if I can get to all of the other branches over the biennium that I'm in charge of.
And of course, they're all unique, different sizes, different locations, different ages, I'm sure, of members, and a lot of uniqueness branch to branch. I know... Maxine, that a lot of people don't know when we say AAUW what that means. So let's talk a little bit about the mission and the importance of AAUW.
Well, the mission is to break through barriers for women and girls. So we're looking at all kinds of issues that affect and advance women. We are one of the largest advocates in not only the state but the nation for women and girls. And that doesn't mean that men can't be a part of it, because they certainly can. And all of us appreciate the men that support us and work with us to be successful in our careers and in our lives.
Well, you know, where would the men be without the women, and vice versa? So that support is really important. And one of the questions we always get is, who can be a member of AAUW?
Well, you need to have either a college degree or an equivalent to that. And the majority of us have a four-year degree at a minimum. And many of the members have advanced degrees. I was a school administrator for 18 years, and so obviously I needed to have more than a bachelor's. But that would be the minimum. And students in colleges can be student affiliates is what it's called, and so they can be members that way. And if there aren't branches in the community, you can be a member at large. And so for a number of women, that has worked out as well.
And now you have this new e-group. Anybody anywhere can belong almost.
Exactly. In fact, we have had visitors. You can be a dual member, and that's what I am. The last meeting that we had women from Colorado visiting online with us. And it's just an interesting process. And we had a book discussion of how things have changed for women over the years. And we've just done a number of different topics. And it's just a different way for busy, busy people who don't want to go out for an evening meeting, and yet they want to support that mission.
Mm-hmm. Maxine, how did you get started in AAUW? Do you remember what kind of your first meetings and who got you there?
It's actually been a long time ago. I was a student at Buena Vista University, at the time Buena Vista College, when my speech professor asked if I would come to a tea. In fact, she invited all senior girls to a tea at the old Bradford Hotel, which is no more, obviously. And she said, this is a tea that AUW is putting on. And she explained what AUW was. And she said, I know you may not be interested now, but sometime those words will come back to you and you may become interested. Well, we went off and did our college degree, finished, and went on to graduate school. And when we moved back to Storm Lake, my husband was associated with Buena Vista University, and I was asked to join AAUW. And I thought, well, that would be a good way to get to know people in the community, because I knew the people that I taught with, and I knew the women in our church, but I thought this would be another way to meet some of the community members. And that was probably the first way that I got involved, and it went on from there.
And now it's history. Here you are, the president of the state association. So, Maxine, let's talk a little bit about, because I know from from branch to branch, there are a lot of differences. And I might mention that one of the main things that the Atlantic branch does is to give some scholarships throughout the year. But various branches have a lot of different activities. And I know that you have some things for the state, some suggestions, some priorities. So let's talk a little bit about those.
Well, one of the big things that we're going to try starting this year is something called Speech Trek. And it's based on a California model, and they gave us permission to model them. It will be a speech competition for high school students, so they become aware of some of the issues that we're concerned with. And we think the theme this year will be discussion of bullying, cyberbullying, and then sexual harassment. And it's called Crossing the Line. And a monograph has been written by AUW's national board, which we can have access to. And we are going to be asking all students in high school, boys and girls, to look at that particular topic. And if they'd like to write a 5-minute speech, they can do so. And then the branch will choose who their winner is, and those winners will then go on to compete against others in the state. And the two top winners, one from Eastern Iowa and one from Western Iowa, will receive an iPad. This year, we're holding two conferences because we have found that sometimes driving to the eastern part of the state is a bit much for us in the western, and the reverse. So we're having our state conference this year for the western side of the state in Denison, Iowa, at the Boulders, and in the eastern side of the state at Luther College in Decorah.
All right, so that's a sort of a new idea. I think I don't know that that's ever been done before, and I'm having a feeling that the Atlantic branch may get a little involved with that one in Denison, and it sounds like a lot of fun. So on the national level, how much guidance, how much push is there from the national to say, this is what you should be doing in AAUW?
You know, actually, they don't push. They say, these are the ideas you may want to look at. And so, of course, one of the big things for all of us concerned, whether you're in AAUW or not, is the get out the vote this year. And we are bipartisan. We're very staunch about that. In fact, we have a policy written that you cannot, as AAUW, support or endorse a candidate. You can have candidate forums and listen to both sides of the issue. Another thing is pay equity. We're very concerned about that. There's a real disparity when women are earning 70 cents to every dollar that men earn. We're also involved in the Iowa Initiative, and that's an Iowa-based program that was started 5 years ago, I believe. And it is to prevent unintended pregnancies, and it has nothing to do with abortion. In fact, we're hoping to avoid that whole topic, but how to prevent unintended pregnancies for 18 to 30-year-olds, which is kind of different than the teenage population. But we found that if college girls become pregnant, they have a tendency to drop out of college, and their earnings go down, so it has a real economic impact as well. And I was asked to fly to Washington, D.C. this spring and visited with the national headquarters, and we're trying to get them to use Iowa as a model for that particular program. They have lots of initiatives, but never once have they said, you need to do this. This is an Iowa-based, what Iowa wants to do is what Iowa's going to do, as long as it promotes women and girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go back to the basic mission, and there are so many options there of what you can do locally in each branch as well as statewide. So, and on your visits, is there anything that, you know, you just sort of sat back and enjoyed the program? We might mention that was Denise O'Brien talking about her experience in Afghanistan. Anything that you'd like to accomplish by attending each of these branch meetings?
Well, I think you learn a lot about an organization when you meet the people that are involved in it. You hear their concerns, their questions, and that's what I want to do. I want to be in a listening ear and really reflect at the state level what the branches are interested in. I think so many organizations have a top-down model, whereas the state will say, well, this is the way it should be. These are the programs that you should be interested in. And I find from branch to branch, there are very, very different needs and concerns. And so that's been a fun part. We had a board retreat 2 weeks ago, and branch presidents and your branch president, Janice Brown, was invited and attended. And each of them talked about what they felt was their major success in their branch, and then said what we as a state could do to support you as a local branch.
Okay. Well, you know, that it's people get really, really busy, and you know, women and men, and so it is, I think, really important for us to have those gathering times and also see those opportunities for such as this e-group. I think that's pretty exciting as a possibility. We want to thank you very much, Maxine Lampe, for visiting with us. And until next time, let's all remember the importance of education and working together.